Emily Macy is probably the best teacher that I have. Emily teaches social justice and world history at Oakland High School. Once it starts to get dark, she becomes like this whole different person, something like Batman. Seeing her in action left my mouth open. The moment I sat inside the dojo on International and First, I knew it was about to go down.
It's a place that's kind of like unlike anything else in my life. It feels almost like I'm going into a whole different world when I go there.
Hey.
We always line up at the beginning of class, right? And we it's called bowing in, right? So we bow to the shomen, the spirit of the school. We bow to the sensei, and we say this phrase called onigoshimasu, which is like an invitation, right, to begin. To like, you're basically asking someone like for permission to work with them. My name is Emily Macy. I'm 34 years old. I've been living in the Bay Area for going on 17 years now, so I definitely call the Bay home. So a dojo is a martial arts hall. I practice something called Danzan Ryu Jiu-Jitsu. And the basis of Jiu-Jitsu is that it's the kind of hand-to-hand combat that samurai would use when they lose their weapons. Like it's a form of release, like my therapy.
So what kind of things would you hear in a dojo?
A lot of slapping sounds as people are falling and slapping against the mat. And we definitely fall in a certain way to right, protect ourselves. So a lot of... We heard a lot as people are being thrown around. And sounds funny, but a fair amount of grunting, you know, as people are expelling and using energy on each other. A lot of what we call a ki-ai, which is a spirit yell. It's a release of energy. So anytime you're creating some kind of impact, either receiving impact or giving impact, right, to with your techniques, you always want to exhale your breath, which comes out in many different ways. Sometimes it's like a hi. I kind of feel like it's like a different part of myself when I go there. I'm not a teacher, I'm not a mother, I'm not any of these things. I go there as a martial artist, right? And getting to take on that part of my identity, getting to feel strong and confident, knowing that I'm probably still gonna get my butt kicked pretty bad if I ever got into a fight, but I wouldn't be helpless. And I think that knowledge just makes me feel better about how I walk around in the world. There have been ups and downs. Like, I've definitely cried on the mat before, you know, of feeling really frustrated. Of being like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm this small, physically small woman. Like, I'm never going to be able to defend myself against someone bigger than me. But through lots and lots of training of just knowing that, yeah, I may not like fully win, but I'm not going to totally lose.
Feels good.
Shumai. Hey.
Hello.